Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting second. The left fielder, Jacob Cruz. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Juan Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The DH, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Russell Branyan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Einar Diaz. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Holber Cabrera. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Burba. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Herbert Perry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Royce Clayton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Graffanino. Batting ninth. The catcher, Josh Paul. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cal Eldred. And now, play ball. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Valentin. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Jacob Cruz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz strikes out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vizquel moves to third. 2 outs. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vizquel scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. 1 out. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Branyan strikes out. 1 out. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Diaz hits a pop-up towards first. Konerko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Burks. The throw from Paul and he is out, Graffanino applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Konerko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cruz. Konerko reaches second base with a double. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Conurco moves to third. Lee moves to second. One out. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clayton hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Conurco scores. Lee moves to third. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Graffanino bunts towards third. Branyan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee scores. Clayton moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Josh Paul is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Paul hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branyan fields it and throws to home to get Clayton. Graffanino moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sean Lowe now pitching. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conurco scoops it up and throws to first, with low covering, for the out. Two outs. Jacob Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Paul Conurco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Conurco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Conurco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Conurco moves to second. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Thomas scores. Conurco moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Royce Clayton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clayton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clayton hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Conurco tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Graffanino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Graffanino takes first base on ball 4. Perry moves to second. Josh Paul is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Paul is 0-for-1 in the game. Paul strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to third. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cabrera. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konerko is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Konerko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Konerko reaches second base with a double. Valentin scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Jake Westbrook now pitching. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Branyan is 0 for 1 in the game. Branyan takes first base on ball 4. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Herbert Perry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branyan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Graffanino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Graffanino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Graffanino hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Josh Paul is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Paul is 0-for-2 in the game. Paul hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Horry now pitching. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vizquel hits a line drive towards short. Clayton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jacob Cruz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Valentin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cruz moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conurco scoops it up and throws to first, with Horry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Valentin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cabrera. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branyan fields it and throws to first for the out. Valentin moves to third. One out. Paul Conurco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Conurco is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got one RBI. Conurco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branyan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Branyan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Branyan takes first base on ball 4. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 0-for-2 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Branyan moves to second. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabrera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Cabrera reaches second base with a double. Branyan scores. Diaz moves to third. It's 7-2, White Sox. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Diaz scores. Cabrera moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-3, White Sox. Jacob Cruz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Perry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Clayton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Graffanino is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Graffanino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Valentin now playing third base. Julio Ramirez now playing center field. Antonio Osuna now pitching. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, White Sox. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-3 in the game. Thome strikes out. 1 out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ramirez. Burks reaches second base with a double. Kelly Wunsch now pitching. Marty Cordova pinch hits for Russell Branyan. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burks scores. It's 7-6, White Sox. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Valentin. Cordova moves to third. Diaz moves to second. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cabrera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cabrera hits a pop-up towards first. Conurco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vizquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wunsch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jacob Cruz now playing center field. Marty Cordova now playing left field. Holber Cabrera now playing third base. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. Josh Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Paul is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Paul hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Singleton is 0 for 4 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Keith Folk now pitching. Jacob Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cruz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cruz is called out on strikes. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Alomar strikes out. 2 outs. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 4 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.